Well, they do, and it's, you know, it's a reflection and a byproduct of the way they're coached and the way, you know, Chuck has, you know, preached to them from the beginning of how to play this game, how to finish, always preaching finish every day, and never looking at the score. We say it every week on these shows. I mean, it's that's what's been, you know, just kind of drummed into their heads is, you know, never look at the score, but let's play till the final, you know, tick comes off that clock, and hopefully good things will happen. And when you play, when you're playing football like we do, when the chips are so down, and there looks and things look so abysmal, to get out of there with a win like we do, I think it's a great thing for our confidence going down the road. I really do, and we need to obviously start faster. I mean, like I told you a minute ago, you know, we need to, you know, be take some of that fourth quarter magic and maybe sprinkle a little bit in there in the first quarter, a little bit at least. But you know, the fourth quarter is what it's all about, because that's when games are won and lost. And that's something that I don't think Chuck and I could be more proud of, is how no matter how bleak it looks, the guys keep playing. And I think it's a great example to anybody that plays football, even at the lower levels. Just, you know, that's the only thing you'd ask, is just play your hardest and let the chips fall where they may.
You know, these teams with bad records that we've played the last couple of weeks, if we learned anything last week, don't just throw that record right out the book. They're an NFL team. They can beat anybody on any given Sunday.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, just, you know, fans in general and just the general public thinks it's just rhetoric, but in this league, you cannot sleep on any team. You can't, because they're still drafted. They're still professionals. They're still getting paid a lot of money to play this game. You're not playing, you know, a homecoming opponent. These are talented players you're playing every week. And when you look at this roster of the St. Louis Rams, it's not talked about enough. This is the youngest roster in football and one of the most talented rosters in football. I'm telling you. I promise you it is. I mean, they're stacked at pass rusher. They've got a bell cow middle linebacker. They've got extremely talented young corners. They got an offense with those three wide receivers, you know, with Givens, Quick, and then Tavon, you know, who keeps getting better, and then Cook, the tight end. I mean, that's a scary cluster of receivers right there. So, you know, they're a team to be really reckoned with. And the way Stacy's coming along, I mean, they have a developing running game, and they're a great young team on the rise, no doubt about it.
Tavon Austin. Everybody I've talked to this week says he's maybe one of the best young players in a long time to come into the league. You see that?
I felt like last year when we did him, he was as electric a player as I've ever done on film. He looked like, you know, like you're watching a video game. I mean, he's just special in terms of, you know, quickness, hands. They line him up all over the field, running back in a slot outside. I mean, you know, did everything with him. He's a, you know, an exceptional return man. So he is a legitimate weapon. So there's a big arrow up on that kid, and he should be a household name before it's all said and done.
As many night games as we've played recently, this 1 o'clock game's a little different, but the crowd playing at home really helps. Only home game in November.
Without a doubt, and I feel like our fans answered the bell like no other when we played that Broncos game. I mean, I've never heard that stadium as loud, and it just they really came and supported us in the way that we needed. And I really feel like that a lot of times is the difference. And we just expect our fans, just like our players, flip the switch when they come in that stadium, right, step on that field. You know, you be your gentlemen and your good citizens, you know, before you cross that line, and it's to be the same thing for our fans when they get in those seats. Nobody's louder. Or more passionate than Colts fans, and that opposing team should know that and remember that when they get on the plane going home, because it's real.
Well, you got to play well. You got to execute. You got to communicate. And we certainly didn't do that last week for a long stretch in that ball game. But you know, you look at it and you say, what do you attribute to? You know, a slow start and those kind of things. But I think we just got to go out and play Colts football for 60 minutes. We got to execute. We got to communicate. We got to play good fundamentals, good technique, all those type of things. And if we do that, then I think we'll get off to the start that we want to.
Injury list got a little better today. You got Hugh Thornton back, and you get Trent Richardson back.
Yeah, I look good today at practice, and it's great to have, obviously, two starters, you know, back in the lineup. We've lost our fair share, as everybody knows, so had a good day today.
played a team, Houston, with a tough record but a good team last week. You got the same thing this week. St. Louis has got some talent.
All over the roster. And, you know, we worry about us, and we're never worried about, you know, anything else that we can't control. We know that we got a darn good football team coming in here at Sunday at 1 o'clock. We know they're hungry for a win, just like we're hungry for a win. Everybody's good in the NFL. Guys, people get tired probably me saying it, but they're all good. So if you don't prepare and you don't play, you know, this game the way it's supposed to be played, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
Chuck, do you have to set the alarm this week? We've played so darn many night games, it's different playing at 1 o'clock.
Our guys, top to bottom, coaches, players, are all excited, you know, for a 1 o'clock start. You know, it's you know, so nerve-wracking, Bob, sitting around a hotel all day long, you know, and you're ready to play, you know, the minute you get out of bed in the morning. So it's nice to be playing, obviously, at home, in front of our home crowd, the 12th man. I know they're going to be there and be there strong, and it's also nice to be playing a 1 o'clock game.
Third quarter of the season, you're 3-1 in both other quarters. You played well, but now it's the second half. This is the money stretch.
Absolutely. This is where we got to start playing our best football. And certainly we want to play our best football last game of the season, which is hopefully February 2nd. But we got to be better Sunday than we were last Sunday.
What worries you most about St. Louis?
Well, again, like you mentioned, they've got playmakers all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, defensively, you know, we've got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to stay on schedule to slow down that pass rush. They've got a great pass rush. They're number one in the league. And sacks per pass play, two great guys off the edge. They got other capable guys. They play press man, you know, so they make it hard on your wide receivers. They got a great returner in this Tavon Austin, who's a threat to score from anywhere on the field. They got a runner on offense in Stacy that's emerging, you know, as a top flight back in this league, back-to-back 100-plus games. Playmakers on the outside, Givens and Brian Quick and Austin Pettis, and you can go on and on and on. Jared Cook, you know, come over from Tennessee. And free agency, big, long, athletic tight end that can stretch the field. So we got our hands full. They got game records all over the place.